brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Your take on World War II veterans, the only people refusing not to bow to the little socialist park rangers, the anti-human eugenicists, I'm telling you, most of them are henpecking at them, spending all this money putting up fences at the World War II memorial that they don't even run, it's now come out. What is your take on that? We're talking to John in Maryland. John was discussing his friends that have been cut to part-time under rape care, under fraud care, under shut down the economy care, under kill the American economy care, under Cloward and Piven care. That's the sociological plan to bankrupt countries into socialism by overloading the welfare system. And all these idiots that don't, they're not idiots. They've been raised domesticated, and they really think Obama wants to help them with the forced abortions in not just in China, but in Africa now. And they're like, well, there aren't too many black people. I've had black folks tell me that. And I'm just like, but I mean, so it's okay to kill black people, but if I don't want to turn my guns in, I'm racist. That's right. It's just all like feeling like you're a winner and feeling like you're part of the system. And just it's cult-like, ladies and gentlemen. But even the dumbest Obama cult members are really starting to freak out now saying, where's my goodies? It's really bad. And my big question to listeners is this, and I'm going to your calls. It's so over the top and such a rape is the only word to describe it. How do they think they'll get away with this? That's what concerns me most, is this is so reckless. It's like they don't care. Like it's not going to matter soon. They just want to economically destroy us. They're so bad. I mean, we've had bad government for a while, but I mean, this is really brutal, folks. This is really bad. And they don't care they're going to get the blame for it. What are they planning? I say big war, big false flag. Economic collapse, whatever. I don't know. But, I mean, they're arming to the teeth against us and saying Americans are the enemy. So they're full-on occupiers. They're full-on globalists. We really are captured by people that see us as the enemy. We really are. Like that cop this morning running up behind each car and then running up behind other cars, messing with people. They're nuts. And more of them are like that. They just want to dominate us. I mean, I saw the state police guy doing that, running up behind each car and messing with them, and I was just like, I'm actually seeing a cop harass people randomly. I'm actually seeing an unstable, crazy person. And it's really creepy. And they think because they're in a uniform, they're God. Well, it's 100 times worse with the bureaucrats and the park rangers and all of them strutting around like arrogant, weird children. You know, like when you see an arrogant, spoiled kid and they have that arrogant look in their eye? That's what these government people and these senators are like. These are lunatics. I'm sorry, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. John in Maryland, finish up your point about your friends.
Yeah, his name is Dave. He works at a sub shop. And he's lost about half of his hours, and we're only a couple days into this whole situation. He's talking to his boss, and his boss specifically told him that he doesn't think it's because of the Unaffordable Health Care Act.
Well, of course, the boss probably doesn't own it.
Yeah, well, I don't want to give away the name of the sub shop, because I'm not going to give away free
Subway. It's fine, Subway.
Yeah, well,
is it GMO way?
No, it's Firehouse, but I would also like to give you my testimony on a bad effect I've had on a psychotropic drug, if that's okay with you. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Sure, go ahead. Tell us.
When I was about 8 years old, I was diagnosed with ADHD, and you know how they do it. They tell the teachers that if the student shows 6 signs of ADHD, then you get them diagnosed, and some of these signs are things like getting up out of your seat or answering a question before the teacher finishes asking the question. And it's just like any energetic kid that should be doing those things.
And you know, we're going to have you finish your story. I'm coming back to you because I want everybody to hear this. Yeah. Any mammal, a colt, a baby horse, a puppy, a baby canine, a baby dog, maybe sweetie pie, they're going to jump around and do that too. That's normal mammal behavior. They list that as mentally ill, put you on soft kill weapons. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs and the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are into hour number three, and it warms my heart to see World War II veterans all over the District of Mordor, the District of Criminals, the District of Mount Doom, Mordor on the Potomac, to see them walking past the police, the security guards, and the socialist park police enforcers who treat everyone like absolute trash every time I run into them, just ignoring them. And they're never even out there. They don't even run the World War II Memorial. It's now come out. But they're there blocking everyone and trying to make everyone's lives miserable because they are the parasites who want to make us feel like trash. And I'm not saying everybody that works for the federal government is bad, but it's a cult, folks. And you don't get into those areas now of henpecking enforcer unless you grovel to these people and go along with their system. So we're going to go to your phone calls. I know we've got Jeremy and RB and Mike and Debbie and Greg. I'll get to all of you in this segment and the next. Greg, listening on KYAHAM there in Utah and others. We're going to get to everybody that is patiently holding right now. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. But before we go any further, I did a little piece last night in the two-hour live InfoWars Nightly News. We did a two-hour show last night with the crew. And they brought in a Gwar mask. That's the alien that fights Captain Kirk back in the 1960s famous episode with the ridiculous fight that's so fake that it's comedy genius. We had joked around because there's a volcano outside Austin, an old volcano that looks like the same landscape as that famous fight. And it's an extinct volcano. And I joked we'd get a Captain Kirk outfit and that I would fight Rob Dew, who's a bigger guy, like 6'4" or whatever. And we do a fake fight as me as a pot-bellied Captain Kirk. I never got around to it. I like to do some humor. It's fun. People say, why don't you be more serious? Other people love it. I got to have a little fun or I'd go crazy, folks. I'm a very serious person. I need the humor. I need to have fun with this stuff or I couldn't do it. And so we're going to fight Gwar soon. I mean, we have the full Gwar outfit. And we're going to go out and do it. Now, continuing, you can see here, this is Gwar. They bring the mask in during a two-minute break. I impromptu put it on because we're already going to have an interview with Obamacare, being John Bowne, one of the news directors, wearing the cutout mask that is absolutely essential to wake people up. The October issue has two Halloween masks. One is Obamacare on the front. It's a big, thick cover. You just cut it out, put a rubber band in it, and it's missing a lower mandible so you can talk to people. And you cut out the eyes, and then you can go out and be Obamacare, just as John Bowne did. But if you don't want to be Obamacare and go, oh, no, I'm death. I'm death panels. Death panels are cool. And use the satanic holiday to try to actually wake people up and fight for life, it's a great idea. You can also go out and be Prozac the Killer Clown that's on the back that's really creepy. And wake people up. And he says right here, remember, kids, there's nothing better than mass murder, suicide pills. This is the new 68-page, color, glossy issue of InfoWars Magazine. You can buy them in bulk at cost at InfoWarsStore.com or get a subscription or give a gift subscription at InfoWarsStore.com. But a very special issue. Order it today so you can have it, even if you don't celebrate Samhain. I know I don't. Still, it's important to maybe go to a party or something, and then you can wear the Obamacare mask or Prozac the Killer Clown mask, or you and your wife could go as both of them, or you and your buddies, whatever, and then wake people up and have discussions. Oh, I'm Obamacare. I'm death panels. Or I'm Prozac the Killer Clown. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And what made me think of Prozac the Killer Clown, if you're a radio listener, just go to the website. We should put this up as the featured image, Prozac the Killer Clown. It should actually be the featured image. You know, crop it and put it in the feature image of InfoWars.com. I'll have them do that so that everybody who's out there can actually, a radio listener, can go see Prozac the Killer. We should put it up as a PDF so that people can print it on the site. These are the InfoWars Halloween masks. We could have a contest. Just people could send them in. And, you know, maybe the winner gets $100 or something. I don't want to turn it into another circus. And then have InfoWars Halloween mask to expose tyranny. Use every event as a way to wake people up. Pardon me? Jack-o'-lantern templates, absolutely. So there you go. So that when the druidic priest comes by, he sees that you're observing and doesn't ask for your kids. Normally they'll just ask for your cow or a goat or a sheep to be sacrificed that they eat the meat of. That's their tax. But if you're the lucky house, they ask for your kid. Or sometimes as an exercise of power, they would ask for the lord or king and then burn them at the stake. Anyways, it's all fun. It's all liberal. It's all trendy. So let's go ahead now and go to John in Maryland. John, so tell the story. You're 8 years old. Standing up, talking in class, that's mental illness. All mammal babies, whether they're puppies, whether they're horses, colts, they all do it. That's illegal. That's bad. So they put you on mass murder suicide pills that attack the brain, the heart, everything else. Tell us your experience that you were trying to tell earlier of being 8 years old.
Well, I'll tell you what. I am now 18 years old, and I haven't had a psychotic break since. But back then, I had a psychotic break, and I tried to stab my sister with a kitchen knife.
And this was that where they put you on it?
Yes. And then, like, when I remember you were talking about it probably a week ago. You were spot on. We went in there. Well, we didn't tell the psychiatrist I tried to kill my sister, but they told them that I was having violent outbursts. And exactly what they did, just what you were saying, they treated the side effect with more psychotropic drugs.
Now, the average foster child is on 7 psychotropics. That's a national number. 7. And then they start having seizures, so they put you on anti-seizure medication, and then they kill you. We've had medical doctors on from the state that blew the whistle in San Antonio. We got them from a WOAI investigation where they broke this about 7 years ago. And right at 67% of foster kids nationwide are on drugs, and the average is on 7. And the doctors were describing healthy 5-year-old kids and stuff and 3-year-olds who would cry for mommy, so they drug them. Then they would be bad, so they drug them more until they would actually have seizures, bite their tongues off, and then just die. So it's very liberal. Well, I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you so much. I mean, come on, kids. You know mass murder pills are fun. I mean, you know, I mean, it says on the insert, it'll make you go megalomaniac, it'll make you kill people, it'll make you kill yourself. They started death education in 1990 in public schools, and since then, the suicide rates tripled, so they expanded it. More suicide training, more pills, more death, more murder. That makes perfect sense, because they love us. Oh, they're good people. Government's only killed hundreds of millions of people the last century. It's only the number one threat, so it's extremist not to love it. Remember, kids, take the Prozac and see pretty colors. Let's go ahead and talk to Debbie in Texas. Debbie, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I had a psychotic break a long time ago and never came back.
I know what you mean. Well, I just want to let you know that my husband's been receiving a pension from the United States government for 14 years, and every month, you know, I call a check on it, and it says United States government. But as of October 1st, when I called to see if it had been deposited, it was classified as a tax refund. Now, I just want to know, are they going to start confiscating things as a pretense of a tax refund for Obamacare?
Ma'am, 100%. This has been done in Europe. It's been done in Asia. It's been done in Latin America. The reason we know exactly what they'll do is they're following a blueprint. And, yes, they've already started taking the pension funds in Europe and the private bank accounts in Europe just across the board, 30, 40, 50%, depending on the country. They've already done it in Iceland. They said no and reversed it and arrested the government. We should do the same thing here. And, yes, ma'am, listen, here's the deal. They want to destroy the system. It's not that we even spent too much. The truth is, in an industrial society, we should all be working 2 days a week and be fabulously rich. I mean, the actuaries are all out there. They call that an overheating economy, though. They want a post-industrial economy, and yes, ma'am, if they can get away with it, they plan on nationalizing the private pensions and then taxing them, and then over a period of time, cutting them down to a shadow of what they were.
Well, by the time you pay for your health care, there won't be any pension left. You know, but I would like to know if anyone calls in, if anyone is a Social Security check, recipient, if that's been reclassified on their direct deposits.
Hey, listen, starting 2 years ago, we never even did a report on this. We ship a lot of postage, you know, worldwide. Do you know what the USPS, the U.S. Postal Service, what you now pay in internationally, what they convert our dollars over to? It's not euros. Guess what they convert it to?
SDRs.
SDRs, strategic drawing rights. We're already under global government. It's already unlimited. The bankers run everything. They have unlimited money, and they use it as a weapon to crush us. The power to tax is the power to destroy. And 2 years ago, it was actually 3 years ago, they started saying SDRs, and we called them. They go, we don't know what that is, so they called their bosses, and we checked online. It's under SDRs. Yeah, there it is. U.S. Postal Service starts quoting SDRs to dollar conversion rates, and IMF endorses replacing dollars with SDRs. Yeah, there it is. Started in 2009, yeah, 3 years ago. Or 4 years ago. Meanwhile, the Southern Poverty Law Center says I'm a racist with no proof, and I'm lying to you that world government's being set up, even though I can show you 50 world leaders saying that. It's an enemy operation, folks. They just lie to you straight up while they amass paramilitary force against us. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We're going to have Dr. Steve Pachinik pop in. He knew and co-wrote books with Tom Clancy, who reportedly died today at 66. I thought Tom Clancy was 66 when I was a kid. Anyways, the point is, he looked like he was 66 when he was 5 years old. I'm sad he's dead. It's just, I didn't know he was only 66. Now, that's coming up. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Jeremy in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, how's it going? I just want to say right now you have the people's respect. What you're doing is outstanding. I thank you personally for going out there, putting everything on the line.
No need to thank me, brother.
Well, I work actually at the courthouse, which was just mentioned earlier about the whole malpractice thing. My biggest thing, though, is people here just don't want to believe it. They don't believe. So I put your show on from time to time and just watch their eyeballs pop right open. Now, my biggest thing is the question, why? Is this really down to some old bloodline really trying to keep the wealth within, and these people are just crazy? Or, I mean, is this really down to the fact of the petrol dollar, where nobody's accepting us because our country is flat broke?
Well, oligarchs have always interbred with each other, and we call that royalty. And then they tend to become mentally ill even more so from the interbreeding. That happens with any species, especially mammals. So they're already aggressive and psychopathic, have genetic traits that tend towards that. Then you interbreed elites throughout history. I don't care whether it's in Africa or Asia or Europe or anywhere. They become criminally insane. And they adopted in the 1850s Darwinism and social Darwinism and then eugenics, which is a system of dumbing us down, not trying to build better people. That's public eugenics. And that's bad enough. And Hitler was just an offshoot of them. And yes, they want to control the future. They don't want all these better energy systems and free energy systems that are being developed to be deployed. They do everything they can to try to create a dark age for us and a new technological Valhalla for themselves. An Asgard, a literal Mount Olympus. I mean, that's how they all describe it. I saw some comment on YouTube going, where is this that Google wants to be the mind of God? Where is this that Google says they're going to create a system so you can live forever? Well, I don't know how stupid you are. I show the articles on air, but every time I mention something, I don't show it. If you can't find that using the NSA interface, then I can't help you. And, of course, the NSA interface is Google. You get limited answers. It gets all the answers tracking everybody. You type in, head of Google says they're going into healthcare. Plan to let people live forever. It comes up. AP, Reuters, Wired Magazine. You type in, CIA director says your dishwasher is watching and listening to you. Wired Magazine, Associated Press. I'm kind of going off the deep end here with one of my pet peeves. If you could, would you like to live forever? Google thinks you might. That's out of, what is that? The Wall Street Journal, that's out of The Entrepreneur. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And I just see this ignorance. People still think I'm making it up that they're crossing plants and animals and insects, and then putting it in corn crops. They go, oh, you can't do that, you liar. And it's so frustrating to try to convince people who are like living in 1975 of what's going on when it's all admitted. But here's the deal. The elite themselves are smart, but they're not going to be able to manage all this. You know, some of the good news is they're trying to kick Bill Gates off the board of Microsoft right now. That's a good idea. Bill Gates is a demon, but that's a side issue. Did you want to say anything else, sir?
No, I just what just puzzles me is that how this can't go into a positive direction. We can make a difference with this. If we do and you continue to spread the message, we awaken people, we grab their interest somehow, put this message into something that gathers their attention like they are doing in the negative ways, we can make this into something positive. But
I agree. We have to fight InfoWars and promote the culture of liberty as the answer, as a solution to the 1984 culture of tyranny. And we have to promote a pro-human, positive, uplifting message versus their humans are ugly, we're bad, we're done for message. And point out that these are people that want to sabotage human potential because it threatens their monopoly. They are the enemy. We're going to have space colonies. We're going to have life extension. God's going to give it all to us. They've paid the churches off to say it's the end of the world, so we all think the ball game's over. It's not over. God has incredible things in store for us. Everybody in Nazi Germany thought it was the end of the world. People, when Titus sacked Jerusalem, they thought it was the end of the world in 70 AD. It's not. It's only the end of the world if we let the globalists do it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Suddenly a man starts acting strangely. He starts saying, "I'm God, I'm in charge." LAX police arrest that man, and he turns out to be a TSA agent.
"I am God, I'm in charge, I'm in charge.
I have power, I have power, I have power.
We gotta take the power back."
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studio, it's Alex Jones.
We gotta take the power back.
That's right, folks. We have TSA.
Went down around my ankles.
We have TSA agents running around saying that they're God and they have power, raping women, child molesters. They're hiring defrocked priests to head it up. They're caught robbing people coast to coast. You've got all these criminals joining government to abuse people. We've seen this before. It's the cancer of authoritarianism, the cancer of tyranny, where the power structure wants to get more and more bad people in place so it can do incredibly corrupt things. But the spirit of liberty is reigniting. He hadn't been on in a while. I want to get him on for a full hour next week to talk about geopolitical issues. StevePachinik.com is the website. He's a medical doctor, PhD. He's also an officer in the Navy. He's a psychiatrist and former State Department official, author, and publisher. He headed up the Camp David Accords famously with his psychological warfare, The Truth. to get that one peace deal done that actually did some good. Just amazing. And he's also a critically acclaimed author in psychopolitical thrillers and the co-creator of the best-selling Tom Clancy Ops Center and NetForce and more. And he's also produced big movies as well. I mean, people know who he is, but I don't tend to ever tell you who he is when we go to him. He's trained in psychiatry at Harvard University and international relations at MIT. And his novels are based on over 20 years experiencing resolving international crises and hostage situations for the Department of State for four administrations. And Clancy has said on record that part of the composite of the Jack Ryan character is Steve Pachenik, stevepachenik.com. He's only with us for about 10 minutes. We'll get him on next week for a full hour if he can do it, talk about everything that's happening in the world. But Tom Clancy reportedly died today. They still haven't said why he died. The author of The Sum of All Fears, The Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games, Rainbow Six, Ghost Recon, Splinter Cell, a franchise worth billions. And Steve Pachenik knew him for a long time and was his friend. Steve, the passing of a great author.
Yes, it is. He was a great author, a great friend, and a great American. He loved America, and he is really the personification of the American who tries to aspire to be something more than he is. Most people don't realize that when we first met about 20, 30 years ago, he had written a phenomenal novel that became a bestseller, but at the time it hadn't been. It was called The Hunt for Red October, and what people didn't realize at the time is that he had been an insurance salesman on Chesapeake Bay, and when I read it and I was introduced to him, I had mistaken him with all my experience in the Soviet Union in the military. I had thought whoever wrote The Hunt for Red October was this brilliant Soviet expert who'd been a submarine commander. And then when I met him and he and I sat down and we had lunch, our first lunch for over 20, 30 years, he told me he was an insurance salesman and he really acquired information by just asking his clients. And I was just stunned. And we developed a strong friendship. And then we developed, he and I developed the books that then became famous, Tom Clancy's Ops Center, NetForce, and he was part of the TV shows as well. He was an incredibly humble man, very funny. I mean, one of the things that people don't realize, and I'm proud to say on the Alex Jones Show, he was a real patriot. He cared a lot for America. He would have served if he could have, but unfortunately he had a very bad eyesight. And but he knew more about military strategy and tactics than any two generals that I knew of. And he was a very humble man. If you told him about, you know, how great a writer you were or whatever it was, he would put it down. He'd say, you know, that's enough talk. And, you know, I would watch and he and I would work for hours together and people would say, God, you know, it's so easy to write. And he would tell you, no, it's very hard work. He had no pretense about himself as a great writer. He said, look, I know America. I know my readers. And I write for my readers. And in one case, I remember very well, we were out in Hollywood and I was having a very hard time putting the show together. And he and I worked together on the TV scripts. We actually wrote one of the first scripts on the internet, on the computer. I think it was Apple at the time, and 20, 30 years ago. And he wrote a brilliant script with me. And then when we went out, and I don't want to mention the man's name, and he pitched a story that Tom had come up with about the White House and stories that occurred in the White House. And this individual who's still there in Hollywood and is a senior executive said to Tom, no, that's not a good idea. I think that's really quite terrible. And Tom said, no, listen, the stories about the White House, I think, will be great stories. And what goes on internally and the suit, I just call him the suit, although he's a senior executive still there, Tom said, look, I may not be the greatest American author in the world, but I certainly know the American audience better than anyone, and I predict that stories about the White House internally on a TV show will do extremely well. Well, needless to say, we were turned down, and I turned to Tom afterwards, and I said, welcome to Hollywood. This is the problem we have. Of course, a year later, West Wing became the predominant show. I'm not sure it came out of our pilot, but it was very close to it, and Tom had an uncanny sense of what the American audience needed and wanted, and I give him full credit for understanding where our strategy and tactics and our military was going. He was a great friend of the military. He donated a lot of time and effort to our military, and also a great friend to those in need. So he will be sadly missed, and I certainly will miss him as a friend and as a collaborator. And we developed about 20, 30 books together. be an inspiration for all Americans, whoever you are, wherever you are. An insurance salesman who's working as an insurance salesman and writes on the side and is not necessarily encouraged to write becomes one of the world's most famous writers. And I think that's the inspiration that you really get from Tom Clancy. And I never forgot it because he was always an inspiration to me. He was an inspiration to young authors and other authors. Unlike many writers, he was very happy for us to meet other writers, Fred Forsyth and many, many other writers. And he was very generous with his time. What he could not tolerate was the pretense of a literary world or a world that had ideological pretense to it. I'm not saying necessarily liberals or the left wing, but if a reporter would say to him, you know, you're releasing secrets to terrorists, he would sarcastically respond, I don't remember Osama bin Laden writing me any letters for Al-Qaeda reading my books. And much of his success was really due in large part to a woman who was the publisher at Berkeley Putnam named Phyllis Grant, who really should receive a lot of the credit for having taken the initiative to publish him and really take him to the forefront of literature. And this is the case where a publishing company really did work in close ties with Tom, myself, Berkeley Putnam. And then eventually some of the books remain with Berkeley Putnam and some of them went with me to St. Martin's, where a new book will come out called Out of the Ashes. And for years, Tom and I would talk about what happened to the Christians in the Middle East, because he and I were concerned. I mean, many people talk about Jews in the Middle East and the problems, but Tom and I for years had been talking about the real issue is the Coptic Christians, the Christians who are being slaughtered in the crossfire between Sunnis and Shiites. And for years we talked about a book that we should write concerning the fate of the Christians in the Middle East. And almost 15, 20 years ago, in this prescient way, he spotted Syria. And he spotted Iran and Syria as we were writing different books on that. And he said, let's focus on Syria. And I took that idea with him. And I took it to St. Martin's Press. And a book is coming out called Out of the Ashes, which has to do now, ironically and presciently, after 15, 20 years, about the slaughter of Christians in the Middle East, in Syria, along with the Druze, the Shiites, the Sunnis, and others, and the support they received from Russia and Iran versus Saudi Arabia and the other Sunnis. So our ability to really go over conversations is almost like a strategic planning analysis. If you were to hear what we talked about, just two guys in formally sitting in shorts and T-shirts, he was smoking and I didn't smoke, and sometimes I'd say to him, Tom, could you just, you know, blow it outside? And sometimes I'd have to hide the cigarettes for him, and then he would kind of force me and attempt me to find out where I hid the cigarettes, but in the long run, I gave him up. But he was a great friend. I will miss him. I think America will miss an American hero and patriot, and really one of the great writers of American literature for the 20th century. So I feel honored and very pleased that you bring me on your show to say this, because I think he would have been very honored to be celebrated on your show, Alex. He was a great admirer of your show. He always listened to it. He and I would talk about it. And he would always be amazed by some of the things that you did and what you had said about 9/11 and you and I. And you know, he never contradicted people. And when he did, he was very forceful. He had his own ideas. But contrary to what most people thought, he was not a ideologue in the strongest sense of the word. He would always listen to somebody's comment. He would always listen to the argument. And he would learn. You know, there were many times we had different perspectives, and I would change my perspective. He would change his perspective. And it was always a really fascinating relationship. I almost felt like as if I had been tutored and worked with a Jesuit. You know, he was the finest of Jesuit training in the best sense of the word, and Baltimore should be honored to have him as their favorite son. But also, I think the Jesuit training really came out in his literature, his analytical ways, his perspective, his detail and understanding.
By the way, Doctor, I don't want to interrupt you, but you just dropped a bombshell. I mean, I think once you'd mentioned that Tom was aware of my work years ago, and I've been interviewing you now for about 12 years, right at 12 years, but I'm blown away. Tom Clancy was a regular listener?
Well, he listened to your work, yes. He listened to what you had to say. He didn't comment on it, but he listened to what you had to say. He was very interested in almost all perspectives on the ideological spectrum, from the extreme right or left, but he didn't categorize you. He would listen. He would listen to what I would have to say, but your shows and perspective. And he wouldn't say very much. He'd discuss some things. We would talk a little bit about it, and then we would go on. But honestly, he was not an opinion. He was opinionated at certain points, but overall, he had a very broad perspective over many issues, and he was willing to listen.
Was he suspicious? Was he suspicious of 9/11?
Yes. He kind of answered it in a way. You have to remember one thing. Tom's brilliant book was written where he literally described in 1996, and he and I talked about it, the attack of a plane into the Capitol building. So when Condoleezza Rice responded in front of the 9/11 commission that nobody had ever thought of this concept that a plane could have been attacking any one of our buildings, Tom and I talked about it. Said, what are you talking about? You know, this Tom Clancy had written about this almost 10 years beforehand, and it was well known. And often when I had to do the off-center series with one of my writers, Jeff Roman, we would have to clear it with, at that time, if, you know, we had a perspective or scenario, and Tom knew this, that could have been a potential terrorist threat, like a bomb in a tunnel. We would often clear it with some national security individuals to say, look, we're going to write about this. We don't want it to happen. But, you know, that's what we're talking about. So he was very much aware of the present threats and the clear and present dangers. He was very, I think.
Sure. Well, I mean, plus I did see the media after 9/11 try to claim that book you guys came up with and the plane flying into the Capitol, that you may have given al-Qaeda the idea. That's ridiculous. They had Navy drills.
No, we didn't give them the idea. No, it was the other way around.
Exactly. I was about
to the fact that the administration was lying.
Well, I was about to say, it came out there were Navy drills of the Capitol being attacked by a jumbo jet in 1977. They had drills in the 90s, and that's probably, I'm guessing, where Tom and you picked that up, right, was the drills?
Well, honestly, no, he came up with the initial idea, and I said, you know, I think it's a brilliant idea. You know, I don't think the probability of that happening, from my perspective, in reality, was not great at the time. This is when we were writing, and he was discussing the book.
My point is, you didn't give the al-Qaeda the idea. Plus, we know the official story is a fraud. And let me stop you there. So since you're coming on for a full hour next week, I wanted to get you on for a full hour, but you can't do it today because of time. Let me bring this up to you, Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of State Department Psychological Warfare Operations. Let me bring this up. I'm sure you know, Cy Hirsch came out last week, Drudge Report carried it in The Guardian. InfoWars has the story. Seymour Hersh, Bin Laden raid, one big lie. He says it's 100% false from his sources. I don't want to go into details, but we're in contact with Cy Hirsch.
True.
Well, let me just tell you.
I have a great respect for Cy Hirsch. First of all, I knew of Cy Hirsch for over 20, 30 years. Secondly, Cy Hirsch's sources are impeccable. I can tell you that from all the way back in the Reagan and Nixon administration. Thirdly, Cy Hirsch's wife is a psychiatrist who was trained by one of my friends. So I, you know, not because he and I agree. I'm just a great admirer of Cy Hirsch, and I know his sources are impeccable. I know he's a critical thinker, and he's nobody's fool. So I said this a long time ago. There was no raid. There was false flags, and we have an administration where the president is constantly doing this. And that's why I want the American public, and thanks to you, Alex, for bringing this up repeatedly. You know, I can go into detail about the Navy Yard and why it's a false flag, but, you know, you can't have a psychotic who's paranoid and listening to Waze and having delusions, having a security clearance, and at the same time...
I was about to say, the fact that the police came all these times and didn't pick him up, and then they let him in. It looks like, from what I've seen, it looks like there was some kind of a drill. He was set up. I know you say you have intel, but you wanted to talk about it, and then we were going to go off into Clancy today. Do you want to briefly tell us what happened at the Naval Yard?
Well, I think it's a total false flag. It's like Newtown. I mean, it's not possible. You see films of people laughing beforehand who are announcing. You have a scenario that's totally concocted. It's totally out of control. The chief of naval operations, Greer, knows he has a problem, that he testified before Congress and the Senate. He can't have the budget he needs. He should shouldn't have warships. He shouldn't need destroyers. He doesn't need a...
So it's about the sequestration, and I saw your article or your comments to Steve Pachenik.
Yeah, it's about sequestration and what the Navy does desperately in order to maintain their budget. They don't need it. We have a problem in terms of what we need the Navy for. It's used for denying access.
Sure, sure. Separately, Doctor, do you have any info on the missing warheads from Dyess Air Force Base?
No, Alex, I have no idea. But let me just finish with Tom Clancy to say, you know, he began with Navy submarines, and he had a great respect for the Navy. But now, you know, America has to understand from the Clancy books and my own books, the books we wrote, this country is capable of writing false narratives. And unfortunately, they're in our business where Tom Clancy and I were writing fiction. And a lot of what's happening from the intelligence and military community is fiction. And if they think the American public is that stupid that they're going to buy 9/11 or Osama bin Laden or killing Osama bin Laden, they have a big mistake. And that's the beginning of the ending of a constitutional democracy where you belittle your own citizen. And the fact that Tom Clancy was able to predict what's going to happen, the fact that he wrote about these elements, and then the fact that we have different administrations lying repeatedly, it's not going to work.
Well, Doctor,
it's not dummy.
Take the good news, though. The public now knows the government's running Al-Qaeda. Karl Rove said famously to the New York Times and Washington Post at a cocktail party, doesn't matter what reality is, we control reality, and like lap dogs, you're going to agree to whatever the new reality is every day, 2 + 2 = 5. Now they teach that to the public school kids, 2 + 2 = 5, teaching them false reality, teaching them magical thinking, sabotaging them intellectually. I've studied a lot of history like you have, Doctor. I've never seen such a mentally ill group of elites myself who are messing with the public as some type of weird fetish. I mean, this is beyond tyrants. This is mass mental illness by the ruling class, and their instinctive hatred of free market and America, I think, will be their undoing. They are acting like lunatics, transparently trying to block World War II vets from the World War II Veterans Memorial, running around, foaming at the mouth, harassing the public. I mean, I think we're seeing a Nero or Caligula-like madness.
Well, let me put it this way, since I am a psychiatrist. You know, we have a saying, I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid. Right now, what you're not seeing is a lunacy or irrationality. You're seeing a very calculated program of trying to control the American public to access the programs or the storylines that the government wants them to listen to. In other words, 9/11 so that they could go to war in Iraq, that didn't work. We went to war in Afghanistan, that didn't work. We went to war in Yemen, that didn't work. So our military has failed us. Our leaders of the military have failed us. The leaders of our intelligence, John Brennan, Donlan, Biden, all of what I call the choir boys have failed us. So now it's time for the American public to stand up in a constructive way and say to our legislators and our leaders, it's enough. The history of America is not about false narratives and fake stories and make-believe attacks and killings like Obama has talked about. It's not lunacy. It's the attempt of power and greed to really control a democracy. We are still a republic. The republic has to respond. If you have done nothing else, Alex, and why I enjoy working with you and talking about you, you've had the courage to state certain things in a certain way. That's your prerogative. And you did it 15, 20 years ago. When I went on the show and I said, Osama bin Laden has marked on it, he's dead. But I could predict on the Alex Jones show that 10 years from 9/11, they're going to pull out Osama bin Laden, whoever the president's going to be, and make believe they killed him, and they fell into that intelligence trap. What you have is mediocre, ineffectual leaders who can fall for one psyops glitch that I set up 10 years ago. If you have that kind of incompetency, which is what we have in the military and the intelligence community and the national security and in the White House, then you have a very low grade of leadership. And that's
sure. Well, I mean, doctor, I'm not saying that they're going to marry their horse like like Caligula. My point is, I get it's an organized program. They're trying to confuse everybody. They're trying to scramble everything. They're trying to make us basically mentally ill. I get all that, but I'm just saying, I think they've conned themselves. They've jumped the shark. They've gone a bridge too far.
Correct.
And I really do think they're delusional at this point, because I see them losing on every front, and they seem to think they're in a great position. But you have your ear to the ground in Washington. Do they understand, or am I wrong in saying
that? You're not wrong. I think the way to best say what you're saying is not that they are delusional, but it's basically the seeds of their own self-destruction were planted 30 to 40 years ago, right after Clinton came in. He assisted in the 9/11. 9/11 happened. Then you had two terms with Bush Jr. and then two terms with Obama. The seeds of self-destruction in national security and the domestic affairs in the legislature and in the process of electing presidency will come out now. And I think the American public is beginning to more and more clarify their interests. The vets who said in World War II, God bless them, that said, that's enough. We're not going to have a barrier. It was really the metaphor for the American public. No more barriers by the TSA, no more barriers by ICE, no more barriers by any other authoritarian institution that really doesn't have a value added to our national security. If you think the war on terror is a real war, then you're in another planet. That war was created so that our military could have some reason to go into to utilize weapons that we don't even use anymore, and to utilize surveillance systems that really aren't all that effective in protecting our national security. What our national security institutions have not realized, they never studied American history. They did not understand how men who fought guerrilla warfare, like George Washington, his technique was totally asymmetric warfare. They talk about asymmetric warfare as if they created it in the 21st century. No, that's not correct. Already George Washington was studying it under the French, the Indians, the British. He was a British officer. And we had our give and take throughout our entire history. But if they do not learn from American history, the give and take of power, they will suffer from what you said. Their own self-destruction.
I was about to say, they're using what I see is more of a high-tech Soviet model to shut down the economy and make us dependent. It's not going to work with 400 million guns, and we know that the globalists and these combines are raping us. It's just not going to work, because they already had control, but now they're going to try to push it so far to fully break us that they're going to make it basically snap back.
Well, let me give you an example, Alex. We didn't intend to do this, but I so respect you and the audience. I'll give you an example why it's not going to work. For example, the flooding of by the Federal Reserve of our banking system and our financial system by money created what I call, and it's been called, zombie banks. What are zombie banks? We have J.P. Morgan Chase. We have Citibank. We have Bank of America, totally filled with what we call toxic assets. In other words, these guys, despite their corruption, despite their ineptness, not only took money because they made very bad loans, they couldn't make the proper risk assessments, but then they were funded. So what we have are paralyzed financial institutions who are so corrupt that they basically can't help themselves, like J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, all of whom are being now indicted by federal prosecutors. So even though we funded them, they became zombie banks or zombie financial institutions like AIG, when Ben Moshe said that we have to be grateful for them. No, they lost $18 billion or $180 billion. We funded them. They were running secondary repos and derivatives. And basically what we're saying, the American public has had enough. And quite frankly, there are lawyers and civil servants within the system who are coming back and saying, you know what? J.P. Morgan, you've been indicted 8 times already. You've been indicted for water manipulation, Enron manipulation, aluminum manipulation, the credit taxes for EPA. Now you're going to go to jail. Hopefully,
Doc, we're out of time. Thank you for coming on to talk about Tom Clancy. May he rest in peace. We'll get you back on next week, Doc.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.